And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, February the 18th, 2017. It is Season 11, Episode Number 6. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
Welcome to the show, everybody. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. Check out InGameChat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can also find us on Facebook. Same place there. You can email us. Everyone at InGameChat.net, which nobody does anymore. Moltal did. I think he's in the... Is he in the chat room? I don't know if he is or not. He was in there last night watching me play Sniper. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for this thing to refresh to tell me if he... Currently unavailable. Please try again later.
Yes, he's in there.
He is in there?
Yeah.
If he happens to be listening, he sent an email asking about what to do for our 500th. And I, you know, go nuts, man. Specifically, I can't remember exactly his wording on his email there, but trying to bring it back up. Jesus, I get a lot of email.
Yes, you do. Only thing I remember about the 500 is you in a tux.
Right, yeah, I know. And whatever, I can change those rules anytime I want to.
Yep.
It is early, but not too early to start thinking about episode 500. I was hoping to lend a hand with the intro and or outro. Probably previous clips, showcase great moments. I would hope to do iterations YouTube with a small bit of tweaking as well. That can be later. Any thoughts would be good. Dude, I trust you completely. Your E3 video that you did, I am completely yeah, you're fine, man. You do whatever you want. It'll be, and we'll use it. It'll be great. So
I say you do nothing but clips of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
Well, see, then there are some limitations.
Well, yeah, of course there's going to be limitations, but don't do that. Anyway, I know, it's coming. Mm-hmm. I was fading the music out so I can do the clap.
There we go. There we go.
I have to do that so it'll sync up when I do the video editing later. When this thing goes up on YouTube. So, there you go.
I remember back in the day when you didn't have to do that.
I know, and I don't know why I have to do that now. I really don't. I used to not have to do that because it would all sync up. I don't know why I have to do that now. But I have to, and that's just the case. All right, welcome to the show. By the way, if you want to, like I said, if you want to email us, everyone at ingamechat.net, we are streaming right now on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv and then in the little search box type in game chat and you'll be able to find us. Then you can watch the show live while we broadcast. You can pop into the chat room and chat with everybody in there while we broadcast as well. So you'll be able to watch and hear the show, not just see it. What was that? Was that a sip of your, was that a squeaky
yeah, wow.
thing on your coffee?
That
the,
was.
The coffee cup that I might add, it still has Christmas decorations on it. He got from the Dunkin' Donuts here.
I guess I haven't run out of their stock of Christmas cups.
I suppose not.
Which is kind of sad.
But you've been in here with Dunkin' Donuts coffee before since Christmas, and or before Christmas, or after Christmas, and it you didn't have that cup.
I can't explain.
I'm almost positive.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's so weird. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody.
That sound clip's going to the best of, by the way.
Yeah, a little... Squeak. Along with many other things. The... where do white people at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Where do white women at? Not white people. Where do white women at? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's going in there too. Anyway, that's from a couple of episodes ago when he left his phone on pretty loud, actually. So,
yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
One time, 10 years, yeah.
And I don't know, before we jump into everything mm-hmm. we played, because there's really only one thing I've been playing, and I think there's probably only one thing Matt's been playing.
Two
things.
Three, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Maybe there's two for me if I want to include... I don't even know if I can talk about that thing that I'm playing. I talked about it last night during the stream because one of the people who works on it or who works at the company popped into the stream and I made mention of it. And
well, now I want to know.
It's a game called Runestone Heroes. It's a mobile game. It's an app game. And Big Fish Games is the company that does it. And I know Melissa over at Big Fish Games. Been a friend with her since... Oh, many E3s ago when I met her for the Hawken, she was out there doing the Hawken promotions.
Yeah.
And now she works at Big Fish Games. Has been working there for a while. And I met her out at PAX South, and she showed me this game, sat in the hotel lobby and messed around with this game, and she was just asking for feedback, and I was saying, okay, I like this about it, I like this, I don't like this. And they go, okay, we'll hook you up into the beta. And cool. So she got me into the beta. Or alpha, maybe. I don't know, because they're still really tweaking this thing.
Pretty
so,
early in?
It seems to be. And I've been playing. It's fun. It's a nice little time killer. It's a good... Right now, it's got its hooks in me, but I can show you 20 other apps on my phone that started out the same way this was, where it had my hooks in me, and then it gone.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man Infinite Runner game on here, I played that a whole bunch, and then I just was like, nah.
Did you ever get the Mario Runner?
I got Mario on here, but I didn't pay $10 for it, so I've only got the first three levels, so I really haven't done any of this. $10, man.
I know. But it's Mario. Official Mario.
I know, but it's $10. Mm. Go. I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to imply anything, but you have a device where you can get official things, and we don't.
Well said.
You know where I'm going with that, right?
Yes.
It's $10.
I know.
For
I
an
know.
App. I can't. Not justify that. If they knocked it, I mean, at this point, having it out for $10 right now, if they knocked it down for a sale to $5, I think it'd be a great deal.
Yeah.
But I rarely pay a dollar for an app. I usually only grab them for free because I just don't do much.
Unless
with
it's something like, you know, The Broom.
I paid a dollar for the first one. It was on sale.
Okay.
And I picked it up.
Like, I bought the second one.
The second one and the third one I bought full price.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the full price was, but it wasn't $10. Mm, it was like $3.99 or $4. I don't know. It was cheap, but it wasn't $10, Nintendo.
That's a lot.
For an app. I guess I could yell at them for their Switch. $300, Nintendo, for a small controller. But I'm not getting one, so I don't care. You know, I'll pick up Breath of the Wild for the Wii U. Well, after I get a Wii U. And then,
you know, I thought you had one.
No, I don't have a Wii U.
Okay.
I have a Wii, but I tried to do basically what I did to my Nintendo, my NES Classic.
Yeah.
Which is basically just put a bunch of games on there, which I'm following the community for that. And they're slowly getting into SNES games and Sega Genesis games to put on there. Apparently the chipset on that will go all the way up to PlayStation 1. So everything that is released prior to PlayStation 1 type games can fit on this thing or can be played on this. It can emulate that.
Okay.
So I may only be able to put like one N64 title on there. Actually, no.
Is there any way to expand the hard
drive? The memory space? No.
That's a shame.
No, it comes packed with what it comes packed in. People are finding ways to negotiate around it.
Yeah.
Originally, the software that you put on there to hold all of those classic games, you had to unzip all the files and then put them on there. Mm-hmm. Well, now you don't have to do that anymore. You can put them on there in their zipped state.
Oh, that saves on
which
compression.
Saves, mm-hmm. Right. So they're finding ways to, you know, to navigate that that memory restriction on it, but excuse me, it's like I just woke up, which I haven't. I've been awake for a while. Let's see, what do we have? Just some quick stuff. The Microsoft press conference has moved to Sundays now.
Okay.
I didn't get an invite for that, but I did get a notification about it, which means it leads me to believe that I'm going to get an invite for it, which sucks because I'm not going to E3. Then again, at the same time, like, you have to understand, I used to scratch and claw to get invites to these press conferences because they don't come, like, I would get approved to go to E3, and that was a challenge in and of itself most of the time. So I'd get approved to go to E3, and then once that got done, that was great. I was in, I'd get emails and all sorts of stuff to set up appointments and meetings and everything else that I needed to do, and that was fantastic. But I really wanted to go to the press conferences that were held the day before. And that is not a part of E3 proper. That is not, that's essentially the video game companies hold these press conferences coincidentally the day before E3. Look at it that way to understand why I don't get in, even though I get to go to E3. They're separate. They're done individually by every video game company. So when they put these things on, you've got to get invited to go get into them. And I used to scratch and claw, man, to get into Sony and to get into Microsoft and EA and Ubisoft, all the one, Bethesda, all those. I would just try so very hard to get into those things. But honestly, after going so many times and then watching it last year from home, which last year was the first year I didn't go, I
you
so
just
much
realize
prefer
it's
it.
Not worth it.
It really is not.
Aren't they sort of making it open to the public more so this time?
They're making E3 open to the public. Yeah. Press conferences are still things you got to get invited to, but they're making E3 itself open to the public in a sense of their ticket prices are a lot less than what they used to be.
Yes.
There was a time when you could not get in unless you were
press credential.
A member of the whatever. Yeah. And they were really loose with that stuff.
Yeah, that's how.
That's how you guys got.
Yeah,
to go.
We got in what 99. Yeah. I got everybody press credentials.
That was
with
in
the
Atlanta.
College.
It was in Atlanta too. That's when they
No, that was 98. Was Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
I got in because I was working at Electronics Boutique, because I went with the guys from EB there.
Yeah.
But in 99, I got, you know, James and John. I mean, like all the guys in on press credentials from the college I went to, saying we're part of the student paper.
To L.A.?
Yeah. And that was like after I graduated.
So you guys all went out to L.A.?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where we met Jeremy.
Oh, okay. For whatever reason, I thought you guys had only gone to the Atlanta one.
Nah. I've been to two. Yeah. The last in Atlanta, first in L.A.
Yeah.
And I haven't been back since.
Because they used to alternate back and forth, and now they just stick out to L.A. They're under contract with the Los Angeles Convention Center until...
Probably just easier for a lot of those people, since a lot of them are that side of the...
I don't know. I don't necessarily know why they did the alternation, honestly. I don't know what they were doing that for. But regardless, they're out in L.A. now, and it's just not... It's so much easier watching from home and not... The other part is... as soon as it's over with, you can go back and watch stuff if you wanted to. You can pop on a game. You can do whatever. You're not trying to run to the next one, you know? Because once you leave one, you got to run out and get over to the next one and get into that and make sure everything's okay for you to attend that one. You get in. And it just – and then once you're done with that one, you got to travel across the city to go to the next one and that sort of thing. Home is the better way to experience that. It really, really is. People who are there, they're not getting anything more than you are. They're really not.
Anything, they're getting something worse.
Possibly, yes.
Because, you know, you could go through several feeds of E3 at once. Because while you might be stuck in one press conference, something might be happening somewhere else on the floor, somewhere, you know, the convention. And you won't, you know, you're like, I wish I would have known
that. At the very first one I went to, something leaked just before Microsoft did theirs. And I can't remember what it was, but something had leaked. And Nick Paleo, who does Co-Optimus, he was there. He was on his phone. He's like, oh, man, this stuff just leaked. Blah, blah, blah. And was showing me what it was. I can't remember what it was, but something had just leaked, which doesn't necessarily mean that I didn't enjoy what I got to experience. That's not the case. It's just that after doing back and forth like that, it's financially more responsible to stay at home. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot more entertaining to stay at home. It's a lot more it's a lot more enjoyable to stay at home. So
yes,
that's how that works. I haven't been paying attention to the chat room, so I have no idea what everybody's doing there. What everybody's talking about. I know what Lethal Migraine's talking about. He's complaining about E3 being,
you know,
ridiculous.
I like Lethal Migraine.
I do too.
But I'm determined to find like one thing that
he likes.
Yeah, like, you know, like,
he likes Microsoft.
Here's a picture of puppies. Come on, you gotta at least give us that.
He likes his Xbox.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Xbox One.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know that he likes all the games from that, but he likes his Xbox.
The system I don't have.
Yeah. Right.
Darn it. Stupid finances.
I have Halo Wars 2 on my Xbox One, but I have not played it. It released on Friday, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I've been seeing some commercials for it.
I haven't. but I knew it was coming out. It's Halo Wars, which...
Yeah. You enjoyed the first one, right?
Out of the entire Halo... Everything that is Halo. Everything that has the Halo name on it. That is in reference to that game. There are two standouts for me. And that is Halo 3 ODST.
Yes. The best.
Not Halo 3, but Halo 3 ODST. That and Halo Wars.
Mm-hmm. The two where you're not... the main, you know, protagonist of the Master Chief.
You kind of are. Yeah, I know. Halo Wars 2, or Halo Wars is, it's a bunch of Master Chiefs.
Yeah, but it's not John 117.
Right, yeah, I know. You're not playing that main character and following that story that I know of.
Yeah. I mean, out of the Halo main story with Master Chief, 3 was my favorite. But, you know, ODST I thought was a better game. I enjoyed that a lot.
Oh, well, now Lethal Migraine is having problems. He liked his Xbox One S, but the latest update has made it unusable. It loads to the dashboard and then freezes.
Oh, that sucks.
I haven't had a single problem with mine.
Ugh. You kind of hate it when you upgrade to something and it, like, you know, makes it worse.
It shows an S?
Yeah, really.
It shows an Xbox One S?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah, remember I did that whole thing. I took my Xbox One 1 terabyte machine. And I took my regular PS4. I'm sorry. What happened was during the holidays, during Black Friday or whatever, there was a Xbox One S, 1 terabyte, Battlefield edition, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Normally like $350 or $300, it was marked down to $250, which was the price of the Xbox One S 500 gig thing. And I was like, ooh. So I grabbed it. Okay. I was just like, ooh, I'm getting that. So I hooked it up. That left me with an Xbox One 1 terabyte machine that I turned into GameStop along with my regular PS4 and got the PS4 Pro for like $50. They were having a special on trade in these machines and you get a certain amount of gift card back type thing. And then I used that money to go towards the purchase of a PS4 Pro.
Okay.
Ended up paying like $50-$60 for a PS4 Pro.
Okay.
After trading those two consoles in. So I still have a PS4. I have the updated versions of both consoles. The Xbox One S and the PS4 Pro is what I have. So.
Yeah, Magrin said it was last week sometime when the update came out. It seems to be causing a lot of problems with Xboxes on Reddit. A lot of folks are saying so on Reddit.
Haven't had a problem, but I haven't played any games, man. I've been using my Xbox One S to watch Netflix or, you know, just basically use it for media streaming purposes. That's pretty much all I've been using it for and haven't had a problem. I plan to launch Halo Wars 2 here pretty soon. I got that installed, but I didn't fire it up to see if it would run right.
Mm-hmm. Trying to look at the chat, my thing just...
Oh, did your chat just die?
No. Yeah. I asked a question, and right as I asked it, my chat dies.
Oh, okay. Mm. He asked James a question. We'll when he answers, I'll let you know what he says.
Okay. I got to ask everyone from the UK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Microsoft has moved... While we keep going around the the initial thing I was going to talk about. This is how we can kill 20 minutes in an hour. Just ramble. Newcastle is where he's from. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to live in Suffolk County.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Microsoft has moved. I don't know where to go from when you guys are having that conversation. I don't know where to go from there. Microsoft is holding their press briefing at 2 o'clock Pacific. 2 o'clock Pacific is 2 hours behind us, so 4 o'clock in the afternoon on June the 11th, which is a Sunday. And that's different. They've been holding down the Monday time slot, Monday morning, 9 a.m. time slot. They've been holding that down since, oh, God, it's been a long time. There was one time I went when they had a special event, and this was when they were revealing the Kinect. They had a special event on Sunday, but they still had their press conference on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been doing Monday for a long time.
Because most people don't do anything on Monday. Be my guess.
Well, it's just always been Monday. They do the Microsoft in the morning, Electronic Arts immediately following that. Ubisoft in the afternoon, and then Sony at night. This is just the cycle. And then Nintendo does their thing on Tuesday morning. Moving this to Sunday, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon is very close to when Bethesda or EA did theirs last year. Mm-hmm. EA, for the first time, did theirs on Sunday last year. And
weren't they doing their own thing, though? Wait.
No. They didn't. They weren't on the show floor, yeah. but they still held a press conference.
Oh, that's right.
And that was on Sunday.
Yeah.
When they revealed a lot of Battlefield 1, basically, is what they showed off. Tons of Battlefield 1 and FIFA and all of their sports stuff that they do as well. So, I don't know. Is the shift moving to Sunday now? Or I don't know where everybody else will go. Is EA... They haven't announced. This is February.
Mm-hmm.
This thing doesn't happen until June. So EA hasn't made their announcement. Bethesda has said that they will still be on Sunday, but they haven't revealed a time as to when that'll be. So Bethesda is still doing a press conference. What do they got?
Maybe what are they going to show? We don't know.
I know. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I love about that.
Expansion to Elder Scrolls Online.
Bethesda is still doing a press conference, which means they got something to show.
Yeah.
What do they have to show? There's Prey.
Yeah.
Which I think that's coming out later this year, I guess. Or is it coming out before that time? I don't know. I've heard a lot about Prey. There's Prey. I don't know what else there is.
Maybe, like, I mean, I'm just halfway joking, but maybe an expansion for Elder Scrolls Online. I mean, I don't think they'll be doing another, like, full, like, Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah, they've got...
I think Prey is at early May.
Well...
Hmm.
So there's that. So I don't know.
God, new Wolfenstein would be awesome.
Well, they had something. When they did their reveal of Doom
mm-hmm.
this past year, was it Doom?
Yeah, Doom was last year.
No, Doom couldn't have been last year.
Yeah.
No, because Doom was released in...
Well, it came out last year.
Doom came out in May, and they still had their press conference when they announced what did they announce? What? Oh, Dishonored 2
mm-hmm.
and Prey, and I think they maybe did some expansions on something. There was something when they did their little computer screen, everybody saw it. I thought it had to do with Wolf. But it hadn't been released yet.
Oh, yeah, when they actually
And they hadn't... And I don't think it's been... I don't think they've gone any further with it.
Because if they do another, like, you know, New Order, mm. Wolfenstein...
Old Blood. Yeah.
Yeah. Was the... What was Wolfenstein New Blood? I don't know. Anyways, if they would do it like that, that was a lot of fun.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it just sort of came out of nowhere. My expectations were so low. Same with the Doom. It was just like, but then it played it, and I'm like... Oh my gosh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So who knows?
So that's where E3 is starting to shape up, and I mean it's coming around. Going back to what you were saying about letting people in, the ticket prices back before when you guys went, they were only letting people who had credential type stuff in.
Yeah.
Then they did this mass exodus is the only way I can tell you, the only way I can explain it, when they denied so many people coming in. They scaled the whole thing back.
Yes.
And said, the only way that you can come is if you get invited by these companies. And there was no application to apply for press credentials or anything. You had to get invited. Your name had to be submitted to the E3 people, and then they contacted you and said, we're inviting you out to E3. They held it in some hangars in San Diego or something. Moved it completely away from LA. And it was completely stripped down massively. And everybody who attended, not necessarily the games companies, but the press people I know who attended, they all hated it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of trying to move around from one place to one, because it wasn't all centralized. It wasn't all in one location. You had to go from this place to this place to this place with your appointments and stuff. And they hated it. So E3 came back to the Los Angeles Convention Center in 2008. This is the year that I went, my very first E3. And... it was still scaled back. You still had to get an invite. I was invited by somebody on Epic Games. Well, at the time I was with Evil Avatar, and Evil Avatar was invited by somebody with Epic Games. So Nick had an invite. I wanted to go. He brought me with him, and I've been going ever since. That was my very first E3, and it is the E3 that I love the most, mainly because it was all centralized, and I got to sit down and talk with developers directly, just in the same room that they were in. I wasn't talking to somebody on PR or anything like that. I was talking to a developer who worked on the game as they were showing me through their game, and it was much more personal and personable, and I enjoyed it. So, and then it's expanded ever since then, and now it's
Would you say your first time was also like the one you didn't have the most expectations about because you didn't quite know what was going on?
Possibly, but it also ruined it because the next year that I went, they went back to the old way of doing things, having a big show floor, everything, come on in and whatever. There was no more of these secluded things, so I was spoiled.
You were expecting that.
On my first one, to get that kind of access to these people and to be able to talk with directly. That was the year I met Ed Boon for the first time, and he I loved meeting him for everything that he had done, and I met tons of other people. I met at the time he wasn't I guess as thought of as he is now, but Dennis Dyack.
Okay.
I met him on the show floor, and these. Not necessarily idols of mine, but they were people that whose names I'd known for a long time. Were handing me their business cards. I was like, "This is a business. Look at this."
I kind of felt that way when I met Romero.
Yeah.
You know, as much as he gets lambasted and lampooned, and rightfully so for some things, but you know, still, it's just like, oh my gosh, this is like one of the co-creators of Doom.
You know? I know.
For better or for worse, like, you know, a lot of my high school and college was wasted because of this man.
That's just one of those amazing things, and I didn't have that afterwards. Yeah. Or I had it, but it was not what it was.
Not to that extent.
Because then, what, the second year, third, one of those years, I got to meet, I got to finally meet Amy after, after talking with her online while she walked me through Uncharted 2, basically giving me a director's commentary the entire time I'm playing it. And then I got to meet more of the guys from Naughty Dog, and it's always been nice because again I've met these people. Jack Tretton I met before he left Sony. The guy's name is slipping my mind now for some reason, but the guy behind Oddworld.
Oh,
Lauren Lanning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauren Lanning. I got to meet him. I know.
Yeah.
And so. It was just great to do that. And then, of course, I've experienced the VR and things like that. But
yeah.
It's very likely to never happen again for me.
I feel that way about Dragon Con.
And it's only because, and it's out of me not wanting to even put forth the effort to do it anymore.
Maybe it's the older we get, the more it's like, I'm just tired of it.
Well, mine was just looking at it by all the info, we talked about this, I think, last week, was... Mm-hmm. That all the information that I get from there, you guys already have it by the time I get back. The way information travels,
yeah.
It's not that there's no need for E3. There's just no need for all those people at E3.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff gets out fast. And honestly, the video game companies could do it themselves. Mm-hmm. Nintendo is doing it themselves.
Yeah. You don't have to be at the event to get the news quickly, basically. Yeah. So, yeah.
And I'm not saying that they're less successful because they're doing it that way, but any of these other companies could take a chance and do it that way and either do it better or do it just as well as Nintendo is doing it. I don't know. I'm just not sure I see a need for the way E3 works now. There's possibly a need for E3. I just don't think that there is need for the way that it works now. Honestly, I look at Dragon Con and a couple of other conventions to say, all right, look, you want to make some money off this. You're lowering your ticket prices. Why not set up some type of streaming where we pay a fee for the weekend where we get
all access stream
to see these interviews and to see these videos and these games, like, all the press materials these video games company brought are these, and there's a lot. There's a ton. Put that up so that we can go through all our cart and set up our little playlist of, I want to watch this video of the new Hitman, this video of the new Bioshock, this video, you know, whatever it is. Just stack it all up, and then you get to sit there and watch it. And you pay a fee for doing that. Dragon Con doesn't necessarily have that, but I know they've got some closed-circuit TV, so you can watch the panels from your room.
Yep.
Which I think is fantastic. I wish PAX would do that whenever I go to PAX to, like, let me watch the panels.
Then you're not waiting
in
line for hours.
You don't have to wait in line. And, I mean, you might miss out on some freebies they hand out, but whatever. You wanted to just watch the panel. There's a lot of panels I just want to go to see the panel. I don't care what they're giving out for free, if they even do that. Gearbox used to do that a ton, by the way.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, sometimes maybe it's just being there, you know, watching a video clip of, you know, the Grammys probably isn't as good as being at the Grammys, you know, because you're there, you're part of the crowd, part of the energy. So, you know, watching a clip in your room may not be the same as like actually being there in the moment. I don't know.
In that sort of example, I've watched the Grammys. I've never had a desire to be there.
Yeah, I just threw that. I mean,
it's like some sports
weekend,
when I watch, so, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm like, wow, it's much better to sit here and watch the game, whatever it is, and hit pause, go to the bathroom, whatever, or not hit pause, get up and just get your own food that doesn't cost an arm and a leg.
When you're watching the sports, especially. When you're watching the Super Bowl, you know, you get better camera angles, you get better, you know, more, you know, whatever. But something about actually being there, part of the crowd, being part of that moment.
But you're not part of any moment when you're at E3, though. You're not in a crowd of people and experiencing that sort of thing. You're wandering around the show floor, and you might have some moments of your own, but you're also maybe missing out on moments that are happening at the other end of the convention center.
Right.
So that's just, you know, that's...
Yeah, if it's not... yeah, like you said, streaming. If it's not your cup of tea, change the channel. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, I didn't mean to spend 36 minutes on this. Who's that on the phone?
Sarah.
Sarah, okay. Let's take... I'm sure she's probably calling about this, so let's get Sarah on the phone. Hey, Sarah.
Hello. Yes, I am calling about this. So
don't dare put her on hold.
Right. Well, not just put her on hold, but to go to the commercial break, come back with a different subject and then take her call. So what's up?
I was going to say Dragon Con actually started doing this last year. They have a streaming membership. You can buy it $10 if you have an attending membership. I think it's like $30, and you can only buy it afterwards if you don't. But you get a little card with a code that you can put into the Dragon Con site, and then you can watch anything that they have filmed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And E3 should do the same thing. Honestly, they really should do the same thing. They're about to be inundated with a bunch of first-timers because they lowered the price so much. Mm-hmm. Like I said, before you could get in there, when I started going in 2008, you couldn't. 2009 is when they opened that up and said, look, if you don't have press credentials but you still want to go, it'll cost you $1,000 or so for the three-day pass to get in. It was ridiculously priced that nobody could afford or would afford, and it was kind of stupid. And it's been that way ever since. And then this year they decided to drop that price to $250 for a three-day pass, which is exactly...
That's still kind of high.
How much do you pay for passes to go to Dragon Con?
If you buy them fairly early, it's like $185 for a four-day pass.
Oh, yeah. Really? Wow, it's gone up. Mm-hmm.
But if you don't buy them early, what is it?
I think on-site is like $250 for 4 days.
Oh, jeez.
So there you go. Yeah.
See, it's been a couple of years since I've been to Dragon Con.
Yeah.
PAX
is the same way. In fact, I did this on eBay because I wasn't going to PAX East. I had to sell my PAX East passes. And I sold them on eBay, and I had a pair for each day, a pair for Friday, a pair for Saturday, a pair for Sunday. That was $300 and some odd, $322 total for those, which is quite a lot. Although I sold them for $400 and some odd.
Yay.
I wasn't scalping, honestly. I swear to God, I wasn't. I was just trying to get these tickets off my hand, so I started the price at the face value. I started at $320. Said, here you go. And I was going to put a buy it now because I thought I want to get these off my hands as soon as possible. So let me put a buy it now. And eBay's like, well, it's got to be 90% of what your starting bid is. I was like, okay. So $420. And put it out there. Sold in 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Which sucks because then I thought I could have put a higher buy it now price. I could have gotten something better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I got rid of them. And that was the whole point of what I wanted to do. So... Well, Sarah, we appreciate you calling in. Have you been, while we got you on the phone, have you been playing anything recently? What have you been doing? What's been going on? When are you coming back?
I've been working 60-hour weeks for the last month, so I have not been playing much.
Nothing. Yeah.
But before all that started, I actually started playing Vermintide with a couple of my friends. That's been pretty fun.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Warhammer game, which I never thought I would play one, but it's basically Left 4 Dead in a medieval setting.
So it's not 40K setting, it's just Warhammer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
I am completely illiterate on the Warhammer lore.
I am too.
Yeah. So when you say it's not the 40K thing.
40K is more like space, you know, hulking armor, marines.
Okay. Gotcha.
Whereas like the Warhammer itself
is... Essentially Dragon Age. Like, they're elves and dwarves and blah, blah,
right
blah.
Right up your alley, then.
Exactly. But it's exactly the same setup as Left 4 Dead, except you have specialized weapons depending on which character you pick.
Yeah.
And then you just run through maps to get to the extraction point. It's a really good game to run through with some of your friends.
Well, glad you called in. Thank you so much. Like I said, you are more than welcome to come back to the studio anytime, so just let us know.
Thank you.
That chair is always open for you, so thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
We got to take a break, because we are way behind. All the music, by the way, from this episode of the show, one of my favorite pieces of music, and it's silly and it's fun, but it comes from Super Mario Brothers 64. And it's, I don't know what it's called. I think it's called Slide or some kind of Slippy Slide or something like that. It's the Slide theme. Anyway, I went to go get that to put that in one of our shows, and I found out that apparently they've been using that theme in Mario games since then, revamping it, remixing it, doing all sorts of things. So
yeah, a lot of them do that.
So every track in today's show is a different variation of this one you're about to hear.
Okay.
And it comes from they're all Mario games, and it all comes from or Nintendo games at least. So this one comes from Super Mario Brothers 64. We'll be right back with more in-game chat in just a moment. Yes, there it goes. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This version of the song comes from Super Smash Brothers.
Like, I feel like I just heard this.
I know. It's going to feel that way, only for the fact that these next breaks are kind of come back to back, because we went really long talking about E3 in February. Because we're going to have so many more conversations about E3 come the closer we get to it, basically.
Come E3.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Spend a whole show on it, so... I don't really want to go into what we've been playing recently because, again, we're running short on time, and we'll get to that at the second hour here. But what I was going to say was that Humble Bundle has a fantastic thing going on right now. It is massive, and I have jumped in on that, if only for the fact that it has The Witness, which I already have.
Oh, that bundle.
Yeah, which bundle were you thinking?
The Star Wars bundle.
Course.
Which I have all the games except for the only reason why I was like $35 for all the games I already have, but that t-shirt is awesome.
Oh, it comes with a t-shirt?
Yeah, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter t-shirt. Yeah. It looks really good.
Oh, okay. I did not know about that one, but the Humble Freedom Bundle, which is available right now, comes with how many games is in this?
I think 30?
I think it's more than that. Let me go. We're gonna count this thing.
Why are you counting? Brock Wagner, one of our listeners,
uh-huh.
he got it as well.
What, the Humble?
Yeah.
Freedom Bundle?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I picked it
and
up, too.
So he was like, hey.
I mean, Nate picked it up. And
I got a lot of games.
I think Dennis picked it up. There was plenty of people who picked it up. It comes with, let's see, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. There's more than... There's not only are there games, but there's also digital novels that mm-hmm. are in here. So counting all those, let's just go by items. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70. And then minus 1 because Subnautica sold out. 69.
Jeez.
There are 69 items in this bundle.
It says over $600 worth of stuff in here.
Yeah. Yeah. $30 will get you all 69 items.
Minus 30... Subnautica?
No, no, no. That would have said 70.
Minus
Subnautica. 69. Because Subnautica you will not get.
It's a shame, because I wouldn't mind that one.
If you had bought it early on, you would have gotten that. But,
yeah, Brock gifted me Stardew Valley.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, if anybody has an extra Subnautica and wants to gift that, I would enjoy that. I guess. I don't know. You know how I am with
maybe
playing games on Steam. It'll sit in my inventory and I'll never play it.
You collect them like trophies.
Apparently.
Just sometimes without... that stick out for you?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much good
The Witness stuff. And...
Day of the Tentacles in here.
I already have it.
I know you do. Stardew Valley is great. Day of the Tentacles in here.
I actually have it on PS Plus and Steam.
Invisible Ink.
Which, I already have it.
You know, we interviewed the guy behind that one.
Yeah, I've got that one.
Fantastic game there. Mushroom 11 is actually very good. It's a nice little indie title, but it's actually very good. Sword and Sorcery is also good.
I have that on my iPad.
Super Hexagon, The Stanley Parable.
Oh, that's one I wouldn't mind.
V, whatever that is. The Swapper is fantastic puzzle game. Guacamelee is in there, which I've never played, but I've heard plenty of things about.
Fun.
Super Turbo Edition.
There's some books in here. Let's see. Mini Metro is actually kind of neat that it's in there. You design your own metro system, like subway tunnels and things. You design how the lines go and do what they need to do to make everything work. Tower of Guns is good. Song of the Deep is also in there. Let's see. Hot Tin Roof. I played that. That's good. Yeah. Nice little... It's a strange little noir... 8-bit noir looking game, but it's good. Let's see what else. There's the Guacamelee Gold Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Guns of Icarus, not bad. I'm glad they
put
that in.
That's a shooter,
there.
Right?
It is airship shooter. It's fantastic.
One of the bullet hell games.
No. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's slow moving, and when part of your ship gets damaged, you have to leave a turret or something and go and try and fix it real quick while somebody else takes over the, you know, you can everybody runs the ship. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What else is in this thing? God, there's so much in this bundle. It's one of their biggest bundles, I think, that they have ever done. Rocket Birds is in there.
A lot of the games I don't recognize.
Double Fine Adventure.
Mm-hmm. Already got.
I'm sure. Hand of Fate. Very good. System Shock and System Shock 2 are in this.
Both good games.
Never played those.
The second one's amazing. They're remastering or remaking the System Shock 1, which I will pick that up.
You can pay what you want, but you got to pay at least $30 to get all of this stuff.
It says it's got a 1 day, 20 hours left to pick it up.
I know. It didn't have very long. It started, I think, on Monday. In the very first day...
It sold how much?
It hadn't been up for 24 hours, and the thing had sold $1.5 million worth. It had already made $1.5 million in less than 24 hours.
That's great, though. Mm. What charity is it going towards?
Well, that's a different group up there at the top from what I remember at the bottom.
Okay, so that's a running total of $5.7 million so far.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have raised $5.7 million.
Close to $5.8 right now. It's still going up as I read
this. Oh, it'll hit $6 million. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
It'll hit $6 million. Goes to all the money gets donated split evenly between the International Rescue Committee, if I can say it right, Doctors Without Borders, and the ACLU.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, the Humble Freedom Bundle.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad that they're raising that much money.
It's massive. Like
HumbleBundle.com?
Yeah. Just go to HumbleBundle.com if you're interested in it, and it's amazing.
I mean, it'd be worth it. Just like you get two of the like the big, you know, the big titles.
The Witness alone is $30 on Steam.
Yeah, The Witness.
It was on sale for the Christmas sale, and it was like $25.
Yeah,
the thing rarely goes on sale.
By Witness gets 69 games free.
So
basically,
yeah.
68.
Yeah.
Close enough.
You already had Witness before this, right?
I had it on PS4. I still have it on PS4.
PS4.
But I'm okay with paying the $30 because I get Stardew Valley, which I don't have, which I do now. Day of the Tentacle, which I do. There's a lot of games in here that I now have that I didn't before.
You may have had on another platform also.
Yeah, like Sword and Sorcery I had on my iPad.
Same here.
Or iPhone, wherever that was, and now I've got it on my PC. There's another one that I was happy. Like Mini Metro I was glad to get. Tower of Guns I was glad to get. Song of the Deep I'm glad to get. Guns of Icarus, which I don't have. The only thing I was telling you about why I know about it was because I played it at E3 or PAX. One of those is where I played it. Guacamelee I don't have, but now I do. And System Shock and System Shock 2 I never had, but now I do. Double Fine Adventure I now have. So there's a lot. There is a ton available here for you. So So the Humble Freedom Bundle, it is got 1 day and 20 hours left. Mm-hmm. Look, your politics aside, it's $30 for 69 things.
And it goes towards good things.
So those probably aren't good things to anybody who has a problem with those. But it doesn't, I don't care.
I don't care.
It's, look,
I will say there are good things, and that's just, you know.
I was just pointing out to politics aside, bucks? Regardless of what you think. $30 for all that stuff is a fantastic deal. I am not prejudiced when it comes to a bargain. I am not. I don't care. You've heard me on the show talk about some of the deals. You've heard me and Nate talk on the show about some of the deals that we get.
Yeah.
a lot of people think they're sketchy. We don't care.
They are.
We're not prejudiced against it whatsoever. We're saving money, and we jump on it.
They are sketchy, but
yeah,
what else?
Exactly. Very
the truck, yeah. stuff falling off the truck in various countries around the world. Yeah. You know.
CD keys. Do you ever use CD keys?
Yeah.
You've used CD keys before. CD keys is where I bought Halo Wars 2 from.
Okay.
Because they had it was like $35.
I've spent some money there.
Yeah, and if you connected your Facebook account to it, it knocked I think another $5 off. So I got Halo Wars 2 for $30. The digital version, which is the Play Anywhere. So I've got it on my Xbox One, and I've also got it, if I had a Windows 10 machine, I'd have it on my Windows 10.
You have a Windows 10 on your machine?
Still running 7, man.
Okay.
Same here.
Well, there's a program I have on there.
That requires 7?
Well,
it works on 7.
It works on 7. It might work on 10. I just don't want to have to go through the setup process because it allows me to log into the station here from home, and I can do things from there, which makes my life a lot easier.
Yep.
So I don't want to lose that. I know. I think I can run like a partition or something, or
dual boot, or
like a dual boot, or something, so that I can have it on there. Or maybe it could work if I can run it under. You know.
I wonder if in future talk when we talk about what we've been played, if that's one of my issues, since you're running Windows 7 and I'm running Windows 10, the same game. If it's just not, I don't know.
That's possible.
Yeah. Because we're not running the same OS.
But I think a lot of people are on Windows 10. Again, I haven't read too much. No. You really need to look that up to see if anybody else is having problems with that. You guys have no idea what we're talking about, but it's Sniper Elite 4.
You will. Foreshadowing.
Yeah, we are. Because we got a few more minutes to go before we get in there. But yeah, and as Matt says, they also have a Star Wars bundle. They have bundles every single week.
And you get an awesome shirt.
Yeah, I'm clicking over on their game bundles, and it is the...
Go look at the shirt. It's great. You should buy it for me.
Yeah, there's the software for PC lovers, which is a bunch of software that they're offering, so no games.
Unless you're into that. Ooh, yeah. PC-loving software.
But it's the Star Wars Bundle 3 that they're offering. If you pay...
35, I think?
$35, you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You get 15 games and a t-shirt for $35.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you don't want the t-shirt,
you can give it to me.
You can take off about $15.
Yeah.
So if you pay $14, you'll get all those games minus the t-shirt. It's a pretty good deal. If you haven't heard about Humble Bundle,
if
man,
if I didn't already have those games multiple times already, I would have, you know, but $35 just for a nice little t-shirt with X-Wings and TIE Fighters on it, that's like, yeah, it's a little above my
price. If you like to read, they do book bundles as well.
Yes, and comic bundles sometimes. They'll do mobile bundles.
They're doing Valiant Comics right now. Wow. Mm-hmm. God, I haven't seen a Valiant comic forever.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's going way back. XO Manowar. Damn. That's, oh, God, that's old stuff. Bloodshot. I remember these. Man, that is taking me back. That's a lot of comics, though, for, yeah, $25, you get a lot of comics. Yeah, so the Humble Bundle Group, really good place to get some good deals, and that Humble Freedom Bundle is amazing for everything you get for the money involved. So we're coming up on going into the top of the hour here, and we're going to hit it on time this time instead of talking over it and not making it. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have more in-game chat. This next break is going to be a little bit longer because I made the other one shorter. So when we come back, we'll have more in-game chat. We will have your phone calls. If you call in, we'll have your phone calls. 334-272-9228 is the number. 334-272-9228. As we go into this break, of course, we're going to talk about what we played this week. And I know me and Matt will be discussing Sniper Elite 4. I'll be discussing it with you guys because I know that RJ watched me play most of that last night.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to watch, but I was in the middle of playing.
Yeah, I was streaming Sniper Elite 4 on our Twitch stream for that entire 5-hour session.
Just one mission.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Not kidding. One mission, 5 hours. We'll talk about that and more coming up next here on In-Game Chat. This version of the slide tune comes from Super Mario Galaxy. We'll be right back with more In-Game Chat after this. Back to in-game chat.
Three more times,
and that's it. And we'll never do this again. I promise. I'm never doing. I thought it was fun. Never doing it again. When things seem right in your head, and they don't really work out in
reality.
When you execute them, it was horrible. I'd like to execute this, but I promise you, we do all new music this year, and we're gonna do that. But never again am I gonna get a running theme of the same song, just played differently. That was a big mistake. That was from Paper Mario Sticker Star. Yes, that's in there. And I think that Paper Mario Sticker Star, I think that's a 3DS title. Hmm. So, but yeah, that piece of music has been played. I mean, the Mario theme has been done over tons of different times.
Starman comes to mind.
Which I probably should have done that more than I should have done this if I was going to do anything.
Or the Zelda theme.
Yeah, they've all been done differently, and yeah, never doing it again. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Let's see if this thing will tell me who's all in the chat room. It wasn't earlier. Now it is. AC Wraith, Drunk Degenerates, Multile, Nuclear Fire, and Wonko the Sane 416. I think I said that right. Nathan's in there. We haven't talked to Nate in a while. Medusa's Mirror hanging out. She called in earlier. And Lavos as well is in the chat room with us. So thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us on your afternoon. Let's go over what we've been playing. And before me and Matt get into ours, Matt, why don't you go into the other game that you said you played?
Been playing Bravely Default on my handheld.
Bravely Default?
Yeah, it's a 3DS game. Done
is it
by...
Bravely or is it Bravely Default?
Yes.
I don't think there is a Bravely.
You're right.
Okay.
I was
just making sure because I was like, wait, is
I'm
that
sure you're right. I'm just stupid.
Well, I could be wrong.
Bravely Default.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
No, it is not. We can.
Okay, so you're not the only one that has the monopoly on messing up names.
Yeah.
Bravely Default.
What is that?
It's a 3DS game.
It is a role-playing video game.
Yeah, done by Squaresoft.
Silicon Studio.
Or published by Square.
Yeah.
And Squeenix, I guess, now.
Squeenix.
But a lot of fun. It's a little JRPG game.
Yep, not for me.
I've been enjoying that. I've beaten the hell out of Resident Evil 7.
Oh, good job. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, so we knew you'd beaten it once, because you were going back doing your speed runs.
Before I got here today, I beat it for the fourth time.
Okay.
I only have 2 achievements left, and then I'll have, like, 1,000%. I mean, 1,000%. Jeez. I'm on a roll, man. 100% it.
Something in that cup.
You'd think it was coffee.
From Christmas.
Yeah. I did another run through today. We finished it out where you I got the achievement where you know you're not allowed to open up the item box any more than 3 times. And there's 3 actual times in the game where you have to you have to open it, mm-hmm. so you can't really access it any time other than
except
those
for those 3 times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did that. I also did the alternate ending where I chose Zoe. And you have to use less than 3 healing items. And I actually went through the entire game without using a single, like, herb or first aid.
That falls in line with what the other Resident Evils had, like, use no first aid sprays. It was one of the things that was a staple in Resident Evil extra plays.
Yeah. I beat it on Madhouse earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get the infinite ammo item. And, man, once you get that... Oh, it's fun and just easy.
Yeah.
So now I'm running through with like all the, you know, like all you have to do is like basically carry the weapons and just have one little item slot taken up for infinite ammo.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry, you know, about like, you know.
Yeah, it takes the edge off.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about picking up ammo. So you have, you know, item slots available.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through another run on Madhouse so that way I can get all the antique coins.
Yeah, see, when you called in last week. You said you were going to do that, so you haven't actually made that attempt yet?
The only thing I have left to do is get the antique coins in Madhouse.
Oh, okay.
Because I picked them all up in just the regular game. Now, there's more in Madhouse. I think there's like 33, something like that. So there's a few more in there.
Are you using a guide, or are you just going through?
Just going through.
Okay.
I have the X-ray glasses where it shows where the different item, you know.
Oh,
like,
nice.
It shows, you know, like if you use the psychostimulants, it, you know, like put, you know, you could see where things are in the, you know, mm-hmm. But it's like a permanent psychostimulant. So doing that, and it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. I want to pick up the season pass eventually, so I can get the other stuff.
As much as you put in this, might as well. The game that we're talking about is Resident Evil 7.
Yeah. So, really, really enjoy Resident Evil 7. It's one of my favorite Resident Evils in a long time. Mm. It's, you know, now going through it's not as scary at all because I'm used to it. Yeah. You know, that first time, you know, like when you watch a horror movie, it's like, you know, that first time you're experiencing it, you're like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Now that I know where the scares come from, so it's not as bad.
I honestly feel like I could blaze through these previous levels of Sniper Elite 4.
Because you know where, you know, the...
Not that I know where the jump scares are, because there are none, but I know
but
how
you kind of know where the enemies, you know,
I know how the map's laid out, I know,
exactly.
Yeah. I also, And especially I know this after watching you, is I know what I can get away with.
Because mm-hmm. I mess up so much.
I was playing it so safe that apparently I don't
know. I don't know. I was just like, I think I was just getting frustrated.
Yeah. We'll come back to that. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Let's jump over to RJ. What have you been playing?
Well, with you, I was playing the For Honor beta.
Right. We did the For Honor. Okay, so we got back from last week's show, and we did the For Honor beta.
Right.
Had the thing downloaded, and we played like two or three matches. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, the matches that I played by myself, I actually had a pretty good time with. And mm-hmm. then when I jumped in with RJ, man, we struggled.
Yeah.
Yeah, we struggled a lot. Did you ever jump back into that at all?
No.
That weekend? No, nothing.
Mm-hmm. No, it was just a one time through, see how it was, because it was going to end that pretty quickly anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. We were talking about it before.
To its credit, it was playing it this go round was much better mm-hmm. than the first time that I played mm-hmm. it. It was much better.
Yeah. The thing about it for me was, we were talking about it earlier about the difficulty, the realism, the realistic version of combat that's mm-hmm. in that game, really, and the ways you have to. Set your attacks up and your defense.
You related it to Dynasty Warriors? No.
Yeah. Well. The repetitiveness of the game. But I'm hoping it doesn't turn into Dynasty Warriors.
Okay.
Because Dynasty Warriors, if I've never said it on the show, Dynasty Warriors is fun for about 15-20 minutes, and then you start to notice the repetition that goes mm-hmm. onto the thing, and before it gets to the end of
and
it.
It's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same. Now, I'm hoping For Honor doesn't. Now, I haven't played it enough to say for sure that's what's going to happen, but I hope it doesn't turn to that, because it had signs of that. Because, you know, looking through story mode that I've seen on Let's Plays of it, you know, it's like a big prelude to everybody fighting each other later on. It just mm-hmm. turns into deathmatch, domination, one-on-one, three-on-three, team play, stuff like that. And I'm just hoping there's enough content after story mode to keep people interested in it. But for me right now, looking at it, I don't think I'd pay full price for it right now, because it didn't get me excited enough to want to pay full price for it.
Here.
Maybe after a price drop. And then I saw that $40 season pass that came out afterwards. So I definitely wait.
One of the news articles that I put here in the in our show notes was the store
mm-hmm.
that opened up in there. For Honor in-game microtransaction store now open. Currency packs go as high as $100.
Whoa.
This is Ubisoft, man.
They're not unique. I mean, I've seen...
I know.
We've seen plenty of microtransaction stores and games that were...
There's a lot of things on offer here. You can get XP boosts, so mm-hmm. you can pay to win. Is that what that is? That sounds like pay to win. I mean, you still got to be good.
Yeah, you still have to be good.
You still got
to
have some.
You get access to stuff earlier. That's
skill to play it. But if you bump up your XP, then you're going to get better weapons and everything earlier than everybody else. XP boost.
I don't think it's like a lot of other games. I don't think it's you have to pay this money to do well in the game. I mean, you can get pretty high level and not have to pay anything for it.
Ubisoft previously said that certain post-launch content like maps will be coming to all for free, while new heroes will require some in-game grinding to get. Alternatively, there's a season pass you can buy that grants you said heroes without the need to spend in-game currency.
Mm-hmm.
Just spend real-world currency, and then you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
Although the publisher never mentioned microtransactions, many accepted they would be added at some point. The in-game store is now live. There's a variety of things on offer. The XP boost we talked about. You can also pay to unlock all feats, which are score streaks, for all characters in one go.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the various outfit bundles. All of that is available for steal, For Honor's in-game currency, earnable through a variety of ways. You're also able to exchange real money for steal, starting at $5 for 5,000 steal, 10 for 11,000 steal, 20 for 25,000 steal, and $50 for 65,000 steel, and a whopping $100 for 150,000 steel.
Mm-hmm.
So no doubt there'll be
people
more to
will
come,
pay it.
But these are your options right now.
Yeah. You know, there's people out there that pay.
You don't have to buy it. You can play consistently and earn that up.
Let me tell you, even in the beta, I had some extra stuff to unlock new things with, and as I kept doing it and getting better gear and getting better equipment,
mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, I felt it pull a little bit on me.
How long is the beta going on till?
The beta's done. The game's out.
Oh.
The game released on Tuesday.
Oh, mm-hmm. did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was not really a beta. It was more just a demo.
Preview? You
know? Yeah. There's really... It was a quick little thing to say, hey, yeah. Here's what we've changed since the last one. Hope you liked it, because I did not like the last one that I played, but the one that we played this weekend, I actually, or this past weekend, I actually did enjoy that. I didn't enjoy it enough to make a purchase, though. I didn't enjoy it enough to think, I'm going to go out there and buy this.
Not a full price. Like I said, I was going to wait for the price drop.
I had fun, and I think with four of us all playing together, I think I could have a lot of fun with it. But
That matchmaking system, though. That's what I think that needed work. What we had to go through in that.
That was bad. Yeah, that was really horrible.
But you know, with four of your friends, almost anything can be fun, even a terrible game.
I know. I completely understand.
I think it was a sort of like a Titanfall's matchup issues that you were having a while back. The mismatch in skill level, basically.
There was a mismatch in skill level, and then there was just getting thrown into a game that was pretty much dead already. You know, and why they don't have some sort of not necessarily forfeiture, but like a line. Once you cross, it's like, okay, let's stop this.
Like a mercy rule.
It's something like that. Because basically...
This is just embarrassing.
When you're doing 4v4 or control, your control of the points, the first team that gets to 1,000 triggers the sudden death. And in the sudden death, that's when respawns stop. And if the other team is able to kill your four guys... You can take everything back over and get your points back. But the problem with that is like we joined in a game where we had like 300 points and the other team had like 800 or something. I don't know. I think it was less than that on our side. We were on a team with like 150 and they had just a massive amount of points.
Yeah.
And the problem that you run into that is that anybody else who's just joining in on that sees that and then just backs out. So you just have a constant influx of people joining and leaving and joining and leaving. At some point, you should just say, look, game's over.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and kick you back to the menus and start again.
Just forfeit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They should give you a little honor.
So we played it out, but we, you know, it was ridiculous.
Basically, for me, it was just getting used to that.
You were doing it. It was his last one. We said, hey, let's just do one more, and then you can head out and do your Saturday night thing. Yeah. And unfortunately, we landed on a very horrible match.
Yeah. It was, for me, basically, it was to try to learn that fighting system, because it does take practice. It takes a little time to get used to that. There's nothing I've ever done before. And I can't think of anything similar to For Honor's battle system, to be honest with you. So it would take me a little bit of practice to get used to it.
I had a better time with it during this new beta than I did with the last time that I played it, which it just could not get in. I couldn't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, on a sale, I actually might pick it up, but at the same time, I'm wondering if the community will be there by the time that happens.
Mm-hmm.
This is a strictly, I mean, it's got some single player, but the meat of this is it's multiplayer. I mean, it's got seasons, for God's sakes. It's got seasons where, you know, the three classes after every, it's got like weekly deal, not weekly deals, but like a weekly match type thing. And then the winner of the week or whatever gets some bonuses. Mm-hmm. But then it's got a season thing that happens like after 5 weeks to see who has the most control of the land or whatever it is. You know, and then it starts over and does a different season. So, they're expecting it will. Rainbow Siege 6 has really held its own, so I don't know. Maybe For Honor will.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Looking at the details of the, remembering the details from what I can of the season pass was like extra heroes and things like that. So
for the season pass.
Yeah, for a lot of different heroes you can pick. I think it's 4 heroes per faction, I think, right now. And probably going to expand more later on as time goes by.
Well, yeah. It's in an interesting time frame now because it's got this week that it released, and then it's got this next week, and then Horizon Zero Dawn comes out.
Right.
That looks like a lot of fun.
Once you hit March, I know it's late March, but after that, there's Mass Effect. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, is Mass Effect on anybody's list in this room?
No.
Not mine.
I was happy with 3. I did my 3.
Yeah.
And
I want to ask the guy, not the guys in the chat room, but I want to ask the guys in, Nate and James and Jeremy. I'm curious if any of
maybe
them...
Maybe like Medusa, you know, she was a big Mass Effect fan.
Yeah, well, she'll be doing it on Xbox One, if anything.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, I'm just, if it's got multiplayer where, you know, we can do that whole horde mode thing, then I'd like to pick a system that maybe we're all going to be there, because I didn't do that with Mass Effect 3 and James hated me for it.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, because it was a really, apparently it was very, very fun.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to get, if that's where it's going and if it's on people's list, that's kind of where I'd like to go. So,
yeah.
And I'm thinking it's probably going to be PS4 if I go that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll have a lot of people on my friends list there probably playing it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so okay. Anything else? What else?
Yeah, played Neo.
That's
yes,
on PS4
right.
as well.
I saw you.
You
saw
talked about this last week, or yeah, at least you Neo. Said it. I don't know if you said it off air or on
said,
the air.
I said I bought it.
Yeah,
haven't played it yet.
Yeah,
started playing that. So yeah,
that's a game I kept thinking was always right up your alley, man.
Yeah, yeah. Nice little hack and slash adventure thing. Now I know a lot of people get some people get heated when it's compared to Dark Souls.
Yes.
But there are just too many elements to me of Dark Souls in this game to not say it. I mean, I'm not going to call it a clone or ripoff or anything like that. I won't
An
say
homage.
That.
An homage.
Or something like that. I'll just say it's kind of like a hybrid of the two games. A hybrid of like Dark Souls and Ninja Gaiden or Dark Souls and Onimusha mm-hmm. or something along those lines.
I wish we could get a new Onimusha.
Yeah, I don't know what Capcom... there's just some titles that Capcom just won't do anything with even though they got it. A lot of companies like that. But, you know, outside of that, playing the game, having a lot of fun with it. Very solid game, by the way. The only thing that gets me, though, is the way the fighting engine works. Dark Souls was a very simplistic, you know, hard attack, light attack, things of that nature. But Neo has this system where you have three stances for every weapon that you find. You got a high stance, mid stance, low stance, things of that nature. And you can switch up in between each one. And it gets a little confusing sometimes. Like I'm forgetting which stance I'm in. So I know high is for power. Mid is for mid-range stuff. And then low is for quick and fast. But not very strong, right? So you got to pick which one you want depending on which enemy you get to, right? Also, another thing that gets me is how you have a hub that tells you where to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a missions. Mission 1, mission 2, go on, replay mission again in a different version at a higher level or whatnot.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dark Souls has the connected world where you can go anywhere and everywhere if need be. But, you know, it's the difficulty is right up there with the game as well, right? Team Ninja. Because if you ever played right. Ninja Gaiden as well, the difficulty in there was ratcheted up as well. So there is a simple sense of accomplishment of getting through your missions and stages and whatnot. But yeah, it's a very solid game, and if you are a fan of the Dark Souls or the series altogether, Neo is right up your alley. Like you said, for me, it is right up your alley. Give cool. it a shot. Give it a rental.
Yeah.
And if you do, you know, you probably end up buying the game. It's a good time playing that game.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna go to the phones. Anything else?
No, that's
any other game? Mm-hmm. We'll go to the phones real quick, then we'll go to commercials, then we'll come back and talk about Sniper Elite 4. Chris is on the line. Hey, Chris, you're on the air.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey. Not much. What have you been playing lately?
Got hooked on shit, I'm just playing again.
Do you say
shoot? Yeah, I think I don't know what he said, but it sounded
when in doubt.
Close enough.
Yeah.
How to Survive 2 is what I've been playing.
Okay.
Got hooked on that. And have y'all been playing the new Sniper game on the PC?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've looked into that, and I'm thinking about wanting to get it on the PlayStation as well. But, you know, the way, you know, you were describing going through and not letting the enemy know exactly what's going on until it's too late sounds like it's a lot of fun to me as well.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that in the next segment. We're going to try and cram all of that into 30 minutes and see if we can do that. But, yeah, and we'll see if that makes you want to get that game or not. It's... You can definitely play it a number of different ways. I choose to play it as though any mistake will ruin the entire thing, because that is the way it is in my head, is that if I screw this up, I've got to restart. That's not the case. The game doesn't play that way. The game does not play the way that I think it plays in my head. And it's a very hard thing for me to get over, for me to get past. It's hard for me to adjust in my head to say, it's fine, man. You just, it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. Don't play it. Don't be so strict on yourself and so hard on yourself with it.
Because you saw me play it.
It's not even... It's
and he's going around shooting everything and calling attention to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even that, man. It's the other... It's the mistakes that I've also made to realize that...
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
And like, today, just before work, I started the next mission, and I played it my way for a good bit and cleared out some stuff that I wanted to clear out and kind of gave me a nice little starting point for when I come back to it. And then I did a quick save and said, okay, now I'm going to blow up all these trucks. I'm just going to shoot stuff and blow everything up. And I started doing that. It's fine. You can do that. You get XP for doing that.
Yes.
You know? You get they reward you for not necessarily playing stealthy. You know, I kind of want to ghost the thing. Like, I was in and out, and they didn't even know I was there. You know?
I'm shooting barrels of exploding next to people.
But you can just blow stuff up. It doesn't matter. You'll get XP for it, which is probably why you got a lot of XP. You did the shooting range ahead of time or something.
But that only got me, you know...
I got you to level 5. I got to level 5 by playing just Mission 1 without doing that.
I think I was... On mission 1 when I got to...
I don't know. I've
done 2 missions when and I'm
joined
at 12.
When I joined in watching... you're at 12 now?
Yeah.
I'm at 12, and I've done 3 missions.
Okay.
Because I'm not blowing stuff up.
Oh, I'm blowing everything
See,
up.
See, I'm not going after the exploding kills. I'm going after the... I'm doing it stealth-wise. And the other thing I need to do is to remember, once I've cleared a map, go back and blow stuff up. You still get XP for it,
mm-hmm.
which is something I did on this third mission, was to go back and blow stuff up because they still get XP for it. Chris, we got to run on our break, man. Thanks so much for calling in as you do.
Have any of y'all played Stardew Valley? Because I was kind of thinking about wanting to get that. Have you heard good things about it?
I've heard great things about it. I just got a copy of it, and I haven't had a chance to really play it.
It's available through that Humble Bundle, but if you're thinking of picking it up on consoles, which I don't even know if it's on consoles, but...
Yeah, it's on PlayStation, but I've had my eye on it, and it sounds like something that it's going to eat my hours away.
Yeah, I mean, that. If you go through the Humble Bundle, you'll pay $30, and you'll get, you know, a ton of stuff, like 69 items. And Stardew Valley is included in there, but it's all PC, so that may not be the route you want to go.
But anyway, y'all. All right, y'all have a good one then.
You too, man. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about our experience with Sniper Elite 4, or more of our experience with Sniper Elite 4. Here is that song again. Just 3 more times. This time, and then 2 more, and then that's it. We're done. You'll never hear it again. This is from Mario and Sonic at the Winter Games. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. This is the song that never ends. Welcome back to In-Game Chat.
You've cured me of ever wanting to hear that song again.
I never want to hear it again. It's all of a sudden not my... Look, I'll tell you...
It was cute and fun.
I'd like to take this moment to apologize to all of our listeners who has this song stuck in their head for a week and a half.
I'm really sorry as well. I thought it was a great idea, but when I put it into action, it's a horrible idea.
That's
never again. That one comes from Mario 3D World. We only have to hear it one more time, and then it's done. You'll never hear it again, I swear.
I'm wondering if it's going to be a replay of something we've played earlier. They start to blend in after about three or four times.
I made sure that they weren't, like, too... Like, it's something that was different. Of course, now hearing them... Again, hearing it in action, they all sound the same. Doesn't matter the variation. It's the same thing, and it's annoying. So I will never do it again. That comes from Mario 3D World. The reason I enjoy that tune so much is you've got to find the video on YouTube. There's this guy with a helmet cam of his snowmobile trying to go up this mountain. As soon as he nearly gets to the peak, you see it sort of start tipping backwards. And that's when this music kicks in, because then he proceeds to fall down the rest of this mountain. And there are points where he's like, okay, I'm good. He gets up to go get it, and then he starts doing it again. And they start increasing the music again. It is a fantastic video. It is so hilarious, and that music just...
You had this idea. That would be great.
No. I've loved it since then. I never really looked into it and thought that it was... Yeah. I'm sorry. Anyway, back to Sniper Elite 4. I got this game on a... they sent me a preview copy, or a review copy, from Rebellion, who are the publishers of this. Full disclosure on this, if you haven't heard, I'm a big fan of the Sniper Elite games.
Mm-hmm. They're a lot of fun.
I have the first, the second, the third, and now the fourth.
I don't have the zombie ones.
Well, I think somebody gifted me the zombie ones, but I've never played the zombie ones.
Honestly, it wasn't until the third that they really started clicking. The first one, I played a little bit.
I should have got it on three myself, because I remember you and Nate were talking about the fun you
three
had.
Is
three
is a lot of fun.
And it is on PS4?
Four, yes.
PS4, PS4, baby, and three?
Yes.
I'm not sure if it was on PS3 and four, but I know it was on PS4. But the Game of the Year edition, I guess, or something along the lines with all the DLC released. But I should have gotten to it on
it was a lot of fun.
But yeah.
I really enjoyed it, and three is when it really clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Four is, kind of like the Dynasty Warriors. It's more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the same. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the game. It's just, for me, I'm having issues on my computer.
Oh.
This is like the first game since I've gotten this computer where I'm having to, like, bump the settings down to low.
Mm-hmm.
And even then,
it is
dragging.
Well, I say, when I said Dynasty Warriors, I meant the repetitive nature of it. It gets tedious after a while.
All the Dynasty Warrior games are really the same.
Yeah, but in this case, it's not it's tedious
just,
for you. It's still
No, it's
still
fun, but okay. It's just like if you've played three, then,
mm-hmm.
imagine this minus the desert. Mm-hmm. Now you're in Italy instead.
This isn't, there's really not much difference here. I think there may be some AI tweaks, but God, it's been forever since I've played three. In fact, I tried to fire three up, and it would not play. James had been going back through three since me and Matt had been talking about four, and it would not play. So I don't know what the situation with that is, but we'll jump to the phones real quick.
It's Nate.
Oh, all right. We'll talk to Nate then.
Hey,
Nate.
What's up?
We're just talking about Sniper Elite 4.
That's why I figured I'd hop in real quick.
You haven't played it yet, have you?
No, I watched you last night.
Oh, did you? Yeah, did you watch the whole... You didn't watch the whole thing, did you?
I watched probably about 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. 2 of the 10 that we did. seriously, that was five... It was, I think, about 5.5 hours?
Yeah, about
was
right.
The, was
about
the
right.
Mission length?
5.5 hours.
Yeah.
Well, I worked 10, and you were still playing halfway.
I didn't finish. I started at I don't remember what time I started, but I didn't get done until about 11:30.
A little after five, because I just got a
something like
message.
That.
I got
yeah,
the,
a little
I
after
got
five,
the message at work,
11:30.
So yeah, a little after five, and then about 11:30 when you stop.
But right? I play those games so
you do
methodically of like, oh, nope, gonna you
not
know.
Me.
I know.
I'm a little bit of a mix. Like I play halfway like you do. But if I mess up, I'm just like, eh.
Let's just go guns a-blazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, blow the whole place up. I don't care.
Yeah.
So, but I try still.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like
I start off, I'm the same way. I start off trying to be sneaky and like, all right, line up the shot, wait for the noise, you know, fire off. No one notices me. Yay. Yeah. And then like, you know, something
like,
happens and then I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to start popping people.
It sounds like the description Nate, you and Matt are having is like you run out of patience after a little bit. And you want to get to the shooting part, so you try to go through as quick as possible. Is that a fair assessment?
Part of my problem with you know, like I said, my computer has been the way that
you've got some issues with yours.
Yeah, kind of like you had issues with Batman Arkham Knight, and I didn't. For me, I didn't have.
You didn't play it on PC though.
I did.
Oh, okay. You did.
But I didn't have any of the issues. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I hear you talking about all the things that you went through, and I'm like, that's not happening to me at all. But for this one, like yours is running fine. Mine is just. It slows down so much.
I just say I like to experience the entire game itself.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm doing. It's been like I said, every single time I pull the trigger, I want my X-ray cam. I also want when it's done and it gives me the highlight or not the highlight, but it gives me all the stats of what that shot just did. I always want it to say either ghost or sound masked.
Yes.
Because. I don't know. That's just the way it is for me. I want it to be done stealthily. That's why I don't blow things up if I don't have to.
If I could aim for their grenade on their body, I will try and do that sometimes. And it's like
I thought you could. Could
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, if I like, because sometimes I can't always get the hit shot off, you know, correctly. But when I do, and like I hit that grenade on them, I'm like, yeah, I just blew you up with your own grenade.
Like last night, I had 109 kills, 103 of those were ghosts.
Wow.
It was as a ghost.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of my accuracy was in the 90 percentile thing. And so that's the kind of stuff I go for. I wouldn't have that had I shot the gas tank on the truck standing next to three guys. I probably would have gotten more XP.
Yep.
But my accuracy wouldn't have been as high as it was.
Your bullet hit an object, not a soldier.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And so it's.
But if you tag, you could tag the vehicles, and if you tag the vehicles, then I think it. I don't know if that.
I tag everything.
Yeah. I don't know if that counts against it for your accuracy because you are hitting what you tagged.
I mean, even after I've cleared out a map and I see an empty gas can that I haven't tagged, I'll pop up the binoculars and tag it. I tag by the time it's done. By the time I'm done, I look across the map, and it's like Alexander Shannara. It's just,
all over.
It's nothing but tags all over the map. Mm-hmm. That's just me. One thing I did notice last night was, if you watched the beginning of the game, where I got my longest shot was me firing across where they had the rail gun on the bridge. And that's where I got my longest shot. I took out one of the snipers. There were three snipers in this map. And I took out all three, but the very first one I took out was a very long distance.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got around to him, the body was gone, and so was apparently the stuff you're supposed to get off of them.
Oh, the sniper intel?
Yeah. It was gone. And that really annoyed me. Like
I wasn't aware there was a time limit on how much time you had to get the stuff off the body.
I didn't know that either.
Because you there was one body there was a situation where there was a body the soldier that you took out and you spent a good while looking for him
I was trying to find an officer because there's the duty rosters that are on the officers.
Yeah. And he had a heck of a time trying to find his body, but when he finally did, some good time had passed. So, but the stuff was still there when you got to him.
Yeah.
So, while this officer, but not on the sniper.
I have no idea. All the people that I shot at the beginning of that game, they were not up there. The bodies were not up there. I can understand getting rid of bodies that don't have pertinent information.
Yeah.
Because
some will have letters, some will have.
Yeah, the ones that don't have collectibles.
Yeah.
By the way, I found a really dark letter.
Yeah.
That game got dark really quick in mission number 2.
Yeah.
When I found one of the letters to home, or was it mission 1?
Horrors of War, man.
Oh, my. Well, no. This was Horrors of Home.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a
Horrors of Home Life.
It was a horrible letter that the guy was.
It was just like, I forgive you, or, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dad, I forgive you. I know you couldn't control yourself.
Yeah, and you're like, ooh.
Yes. Right? That's some dark stuff. There was one I picked up. I feel like go ahead.
That must have been an actual developer's issue.
God, I hope not. I remember the one of those I picked up last night said something about, well, I'm gone now, and I'm sorry for the times that I would get aggravated and upset. I guess you and your mother will probably not miss that about me.
Yeah.
So, which kind of alluded a little bit to some spousal abuse.
This is like World War II versions of Post Secret.
Well, they're Nazis.
They don't have feelings.
Not in my mind. Scum of the earth, sir.
But, yeah, I do like the game. I do like the X-ray system. When you get a good shot off and, when you're aiming for certain body parts.
You can hit them in certain positions and watch
their heart just explode or
their heart. Yeah. Go a little lower. Explode.
In three, I, one mission, that's the only shot I went for.
Oh, was it the Hitler mission?
I don't remember.
I think in the Hitler mission, he only has one.
Hitler only has one in real life. And when you go for the Hitler mission and shoot him in that particular area,
it shows
there's only
the
one when it goes into X-ray. Yeah,
well,
so you've only got...
Your
50-50 shot is less.
But, I get a lot of... when I was playing last night, I was getting a lot of headshots or right where I hit him in the lower jaw.
Oh, I was doing massive dental
and,
work on these.
Yeah,
people.
Just straight in the mouth or just the neck would just in their spine would just sever on the neck and man.
I played this. You watched how I played this thing. And so
what gun were you using?
The default
Springfield.
Springfield. Yeah.
Okay. Springfield, the very one, the first one they give you. And I've been leveling up that gun. And I have honestly no reason to switch guns. This thing does everything I need it to do.
I wouldn't mind, if I were going to drop a little money on it, get the once they ever come out with the silent guns, but get the silent the suppressed sniper rifle.
Have the ammo that's suppressed, which is basically just a silencer on your sniper rifle. Which that's one of the differences from 3 that they have in 4 is the suppressed ammo. So no longer do you have to take a chance and make a loud noise. You can switch over to your suppressed ammo. There isn't very much of it around the area.
No.
Honestly, 20 shots is great, but that 20 shots goes very fast when you're as thorough as I am. Of taking all these taking out everybody. So I had some fun when I was out on the dock there.
Yeah.
Towards the end of that mission, when I had the sound masking thing going, and there was just all... They couldn't find me whatsoever. I was sitting there on the dock just taking people out with the sound masking, shooting trucks and barrels and everything. I was totally blowing stuff up. I didn't mind at that time. Mm-hmm.
We're still thinking about that thing that happened with the... you were masked, but for some reason, there was a truck that Scott hit, and there were soldiers walking...
They
right
started walking
to,
away from it. I masked the shot, so they didn't hear the shot.
Yeah.
But the bullet went into the truck, and it made a noise, obviously, and the truck caught on fire. It didn't explode. I didn't have the gas tank.
Yeah.
I shot into the engine.
Yeah.
He hit the front grill.
It takes a while.
He hit the front grill, and you heard the ping of the bullet hitting, and the soldiers didn't react at all.
Really?
I would think they'd
heard
something
like
that.
But then the truck exploded. That didn't kill them. It hit a generator that was next, and then that exploded, taking out both of the guy or one of the guys, I think, at least.
So I throw rocks at trucks to get them
to
go by
to
the
go
truck.
Over there? I could
then
I
shoot
do
the
that. God.
Then I shoot the gas tank because the gas tank's an instant blow up.
Again,
whereas if you go for the grill or the engine, it takes a while. It'll cook a little bit, then it'll go.
I play this thing. Honestly, I really feel like I play this thing the wrong way, even though I don't really think there is a wrong or right way to do this. You can play it any way you want to, as long as you're having fun.
Yes.
That should go with any game. But I play this thing so Splinter Cell-ish.
Yeah, I'll lure people to explosive barrels.
Yeah.
And
it's
then
like
just
I,
blow it up.
I just go completely stealth. I don't want them to know that I was ever there. Which is why stuff doesn't get blown up.
If everybody's dead, it doesn't matter.
I know. It doesn't matter, does it?
That's how I think about it.
Well, anything, before we go here, Nate, anything you've been playing?
Yes. So I played New Resident Evil. I've been enjoying that, about halfway through on that.
Are you doing PC or PS4?
PC.
Okay.
Is it your first run?
Yes.
Okay.
And I put it on easy, just
yeah.
beat it. But I, like I said, I only like to play horror games at 1 o'clock in the morning with my headphones on.
Well, laptop, how else do you play them?
Masochist.
You know.
When, if you do the speed run under 4 hours, you get the circular saw, and that just makes it super easy.
I'll probably only ever play it once.
Okay.
But I don't know. We'll see. Then I've also I picked up Overwatch, so I've been enjoying that.
What system did you pick that up on?
PC.
Okay.
Then I also got Last Guardian.
What system did you get that on?
Xbox One.
Yeah. the Wii.
Yes. And then also during Christmas I got a 3DS.
Oh, cool.
XL, which I've you know,
yeah.
loving that. I beat Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, I need to play that.
That's a great game, by the way.
Okay.
Highly recommend that one. Beat Pokemon Sun. Great game. Love that one. And
never played
beat,
a Pokemon game. Outside of Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I started playing that as well. And then, one more game I beat on Pokemon, or Mario 3D Land.
That was a lot of fun.
Beat that as well.
Hey, there's a certain song from Mario 3D Land. Would you like to hear it? Here it goes.
You know, I've listened the whole day.
so
Can't
sorry.
Can't say that I miss it.
I posted the video where I originally fell in love with that song. I posted that video into our chat room so you could understand where my enjoyment of that song comes from. Apparently, it's only somebody else's misfortune.
Schadenfreude at its best.
Yeah, whenever it's done that way, that's where it fits. So.
But other than that, I plan, hopefully in March, I can get come to a Saturday
cool.
episode.
Hope that you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our schedule's going to... Okay.
No, I'm just saying, let me know when that is, and I'll bring you the PSVR so you can take it home and try it out.
Okay, yeah. Our scheduling, we're going to kind of try to swap it to where everyone gets 2 weekends off a month. Starting
That's
next
nice.
Month, so...
Okay.
Yeah, probably able to come to a show.
Good, good. Love to have you back, man. Just let us know.
Yeah. We'll do.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
All right.
No Take care now.
Going back to Sniper Elite 4, just to give you an idea, there's 10 missions in this. The mission length it depends on how you play, man.
Yeah, your play
I know some people
on how you play.
Yeah, I've seen some people beat the mission in an hour, probably less. For me, I just started mission number 4. And I have played this game for just about 15 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 15 hours, the first 3 missions, and there's 10. That's, for me, if you equate playtime to value type situation, if you want to go that route, for one, I didn't pay for this. It was a free game.
Yeah.
But had I paid for it, I'm definitely getting my money's worth
oh, yeah.
of game
mm-hmm.
content. Because of how long it takes me to do a mission. I don't think I'll ever stream another mission, though. I kind of just wanted to stream so people could see this is how I play this game. This is why it takes so long. This is how I do it. Luckily, I had some sympathizers with me in the chat room last night. Who were like, oh, yeah, this is exactly how I play it. And they would tell me that, you know, it took them, you know, 3 hours to do something. And I was like, oh, I was at 4. Like, why? Like, I thought I took a long time. Why are you taking 4 hours? So yeah,
you said something about taking into account the phone calls, interruptions, setting up the stream, things like that. So
it really was.
It was like five and a half hours of play.
You might could knock off 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Of those 5 hours, and that's really nothing.
Yeah.
Scott plays the entire game in prone. Yeah. Crawls everywhere.
Somebody asked me. Somebody asked me in the thread on NeoGAF. They said because I kept posting my times, and they said, "Well, number one, you move very slow, crouch compared
yes.
to the third
mm-hmm.
game. I've seen that." But they said, do you play prone? And I was like, go prone or go home. I hardly ever go prone in these games. I did play some multiplayer this morning.
Oh, okay.
We did the no cross, uh-huh. which is basically where it puts one team on one side of the map, the other team on the other, and there is a invisible wall that you cannot cross.
And you just have to snipe.
So it is all snipe, man.
I want to do the Overwatch.
That was tense. Because you have to hide and sort of like look with your binoculars, trying to find out where these guys are.
Yeah. It's kind of reminds me of an arcade game back in the day, Silent Scope.
Uh huh.
Yeah, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Competitive two-player sniping. You got the area. You have to look for your opponent, find him before he finds you.
Anyway, it's a great game. I'm sure we'll be talking about it next week, but we got to go. Kentabyte, any new Zen pinball table gameplay? None. I do have the Star Wars Rogue table, but I have not played it, so nothing at this time. Thank you for asking. I love my pinball. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat room, and thanks, everybody, for listening on the stream and on the radio. Thanks to everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We do appreciate it. Go to ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're watching us on Twitch. Why not give us a subscription or subscribe or whatever on Twitch? If you're on Steam, join our Steam group. If you're on PS4, join our community. If you're on Xbox One, join our group there. And I'll add you to our group if I know that you've done it. I'll check on that when I get home. But thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday. Sorry for the music. You'll never have to endure it again. Here is music from Mario and Sonic at the Rio Games, the last time you've got to hear it.